I'm just in one of those moods.
It's the holiday weekend.
I know. And Gene asked for this too.
Everybody's partying.
Oh yeah. Oh, tempted to become a music station here, you know.
Yeah.
Roger's bopping over there.
Roger,
he's having
that.
A good time. Oh, all right.
I'm loving it.
Gentlemen, I don't remember a time when I could ever say this and mean it more. Thank God it's Friday.
Yes.
Seriously.
I think we have unanimity of thought on that.
Man.
It's been an exciting week, that's for sure.
I was walking around in the hall and thinking, you know, big word here, discombobulated.
Ooh.
A little.
We have to use that as a text-in word.
Really?
Sometime.
Yeah. Well,
if
hey,
you want movie passes,
we got movie passes. We can
text
do that.
Text in the word discombobulated.
Not yet.
Okay.
Don't tell him now.
I was giving an example.
Oh, yes.
That was a hypothetical.
Had this been an actual alert, you would have been instructed to.
You would have heard something that made sense.
Oh, yeah. I am so glad. And I'm sure I'm not alone, because you two look like you're ready for it.
Yeah, roger that. Roger
now,
that.
First of all, it is the trifecta 590 WKZO, and it is a trifecta today.
That voice,
you know, of course, is Gene Clem, who's a spokesperson for the Michigan Tea Party Alliance and the president of the Southwest Michigan Tea Party Patriots. And as it so happens, we're going to talk about the Tea Party today.
Oh, yeah. It's been a topic of discussion.
And a few other things, too, that are kind of roaming around that have something to do with it. We were discussing this off the air. Being that Labor Day is a national holiday, it's fireworks time.
Oh, really?
Well, because the law states that it's the day before, the day of, the day after a national holiday where you can blow off fireworks.
What does fireworks have to do with Labor Day?
Well, nothing,
have to do with Thanksgiving? Christmas fireworks?
What about President's Day?
Columbus Day.
New tradition. New traditions.
Yeah.
New traditions. That's what I'm telling you.
Well, maybe I'll buy two or three sparklers.
And somebody typed in miscombobulated. No, not this.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's very good. And MIS, that's...
Well, see, now they've got a hint on how to spell it when it becomes an actual
there
alert.
There you go, because everything but MIS is spelled right, combobulated. Very nice.
You got their online Funkin' Wagnalls there. So,
yeah.
I beg your pardon.
You know, in the AccuWeather forecast, thunderstorms were mentioned, and there is a line of thunderstorms, and if you look at the WKZO.com AccuWeather radar, it gives you the trajectory of those storms.
Really,
and they are headed in our direction. They now stretch across the lake from about Ludington over to West Bend and just north of Madison. But they're headed in our direction, so the chance of storms tonight appears to be a pretty good one. See the arrows on Jim?
Yeah, I do.
And if you zoom in on Wisconsin, the arrows continue to point
in our general direction
to the southeast.
That reminds me. Do you ever hear that George Carlin bit he did with the weather? One of the many that he did.
The hippy dippy
weather. He says, line of thunder showers reaching from someplace to Fond du Lac. He says, radar is also picking up a squadron of Russian ICBM. So, you know, I wouldn't sweat the thunder showers.
That too is not true, folks.
Thank you. Yes, not true. All right. Well, we got stuff to talk about. We do. And some fun and some not so fun. And, well, it's all fun. It is, really.
Yeah.
The political discourse and the discussion that's going to happen today will be bountiful.
Awesome.
Well,
you like these big words?
I want to talk a little about Syria.
We're going to talk about
Legendary mistake being made there. But
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's good.
This is not a good thing to be doing.
382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. Somebody's hitting us with stuff before we even know it here. Do you know there's a severe thunderstorm watch for Kalamazoo?
I see it on the message stream.
Thank you to whoever texted it in.
Not from an authoritative source.
You know what? When we listen to who we usually listen to on Friday,
yeah,
I will go to the National Weather Service, but I'd be willing to bet that person's right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But anyway.
I'll be checking while we get the show going.
All right, you ready? You ready to go there? You going
to
live?
Time to start.
Are you?
Right.
Okay.
I'm good.
Got goosebumps.
Yes. Every Friday.
I'm telling you. And thanks to our meteorological texter.
Yes.
Indeed, there is a severe thunderstorm watch in effect till 9 for the following counties in the WKZO listening area. Allegan, Barry, Calhoun, Eaton, Kalamazoo,
Cass,
Kent, St. Joseph, Ottawa, and Van Buren. There you go.
You mentioned
and
Calhoun.
And adjacent waters. Yes, I did. And adjacent waters to Lake Michigan.
Now, this it's called a watch, but if you read the hazardous outlook, scattered thunderstorms are expected with storm movement to the southeast.
Okay.
An isolated severe storm with damaging winds cannot be ruled out. That's not exactly their highest alert. They're just saying it's possible there may be a single cell, fairly powerful storm, but this is not a huge line of storms with tornadoes. When they say we can't rule out something, they're not saying red alert, everybody go to your basement.
Right.
That's not what they're talking about. But there is the biggest spider I have ever seen in the world.
Serious?
Crawling up the wall in here.
Wow. You're not afraid, are you?
It's
no, but I got to find something to take it outside. You don't kill spiders.
No, that's bad luck.
Spiders are our friends.
Do you want that rain to come?
Is that so you kill a spider to
wash
do that?
Wash your car, kill a spider, or something else.
Well, I'm not. Well, now he's up so high I can't. Never mind.
Let him go through the hole in there.
He'll be okay.
Yeah, he'll go upstairs, and maybe he'll come down over there with you guys.
All right, well, let's start the show. You want to start the show?
Do it.
We can start the show. Roger came up with this, and it's we've had this on-and-off conversation with State Senator Tanya Shoemaker, who was in studio the other day. And it has to do with an opinion column by Jack Lessenberry, who, according to this article, is Michigan Radio's political analyst. This was basically kind of based on a story that was done in the Detroit Free Press by Brian Dickerson. And what it does is it's taking, well, let me read the headline. Quote, the astonishing hypocrisy of Medicaid opponents. This, I think, derived itself from the recent vote for Medicaid expansion in which it took a couple of rounds to vote, but they finally did vote, and that 18 senators voted against it. Now, we know one of those senators, actually two, believe it or not, our state senator, Tanya Shoemaker, and state senator John Prost, both from this area. We talked with Tanya. She explained why she voted against it. Mr. Lessenberry, and I'm guessing Mr. Dickerson as well, took them to task, all these senators to task, stating in this article, quote, each of them voted for lifetime health care for themselves after serving no more than 8 years in the Senate. I think our exterminator is at work here. Did you get it? You might as well turn the microphone on in there in the Great White Hunt here.
Yeah.
You know. You got to hit the button there, dude.
There?
Yeah.
There you okay. Go. That works.
I got him.
Did you?
Yeah.
You put him outside?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. That's cool. So anyway, so we were talking about this. This prompted Roger to post something on his Facebook site, which State Senator Shoemaker took offense at, saying that she was not misrepresented so much by Roger. She was misrepresented by the article. She and some other senators can be. Number one, she turned down or declined the health care that senators get. She gets it through someplace else. I believe through her, the law firm that she and her dad were for.
And none of us, I say us in the media, I picked up on this from a Michigan radio columnist, Jack Lessenberry.
Yeah, we talked about
that.
Oh,
okay.
And the thing is, you'd think that this, Lessenberry is a well-known.
But he would have no way to know that she turned down the insurance for her.
No, that's true.
Voting records are public records. Records in the state human resources department are confidential. And so neither he nor the Detroit Free Press that he quoted would have any idea that she declined that coverage.
But she voted for it. Now here's where the rub comes in. Excuse me. And I had a nice conversation with State Senator Shoemaker, and So here was the crux of the issue was that she's saying that Lessenberry and Dickerson got it wrong. The vote, which was held a few years ago, stipulated that lifetime health care would not be provided from that point on for state lawmakers, that they had to provide it for those who were vested in it because they were promised it. So there are certain lawmakers who have been there for a while who are in that lifetime health care umbrella because they were what they were called vested in it. However, after that point, no. State lawmakers do not get lifetime health care. That's where she takes exception to Lessenberry and Dickerson's portrayal in the article.
And so she's saying that she would be included in that group who was legacied into lifetime.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. That's only something she can answer.
Yeah, and so then after she voted for it, she chose not to avail herself of that insurance.
Well, that might be, but the crux of the vote was not to provide it. The crux of the vote was to not provide it, but that they had to grandfather in some state lawmakers because at one time they were promised it. And apparently it may have been voted on. It may not have been. Some that are vested in it. But then the thing is, I don't know where the demarcation line is. I don't know.
What about the people in Detroit whose pensions are potentially evaporating? They were promised a pension. Yeah. Is the state going to come in and make their pensions good?
These
Republicans were ready to do that for their fellow legislators.
That's the bomb that the governor is holding. But I think it's like the old 80-20 rule. They wanted to cut down all these benefits that legislature voted themselves over years and years and years. Mm-hmm. And to get it through, the people who were probably no longer there, or maybe it was a 4-year or 8-year, whatever the cutoff was, they'd let them be on just to get the thing passed.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, that's what we always preach is 80-20. If you get 80% what you want, I'll go with that. So yeah.
The big crux of the issue is that Senator Schutmaker indicated that she felt that Jack Lessenberry, and for that part, Brian Dickerson, misrepresented because they didn't look into what the vote exactly was.
Yeah.
And that was her big disagreement over this particular article. And I think what she took exception with you, Roger, was the fact that you used this and it was misrepresented. I don't think she was saying that you did it deliberately.
No.
You were using an article that you thought, Michigan Radio is a legitimate source.
A credible news outlet. And when they quote yet another credible news outlet in the state of Michigan, the Detroit Free Press, these are not fly-by-night, off-the-wall, politically-oriented organizations.
And to your,
they're news organizations.
To your credit, and I'm not just saying this because you're my friend, but I'm saying this because I've known you for a while, you generally do not fly off the handle or go to the links that you did when you posted if you think you're dealing with a source that's anything but reputable.
Right.
So, you know, that's and I would agree with that 100%.
I had no alarm bells quoting this article.
You had no reason to indicate to anybody that this was anything but a legitimate article.
Yeah.
What I think is going to have to happen is those 18 senators that are listed there, and they included, and I'll read the list, Darwin Booher, Jack Brandenburg, Bruce Caswell, Judy Emmons, Mike Green, Joe Hewn, Rick Jones. There's another name we've heard. John Molinar, Mike Knopfs, heard that one. Phil Pavlov, John Prost, Dave Robertson, and Tanya Schutmaker. Also on the list, Patrick Colbeck, but he didn't qualify. And he said the rest of them did. Those are the ones that I think are going to have to take exception with Mr. Lessenberry and Mr. Dickerson if they feel they have an axe to grind, that they were misrepresented.
And after this came to my attention, both from postings on my Facebook page by Tanya, the first thing I said was, we have to have her on and let her defend herself.
Yeah, and
they're taking advantage of this and misrepresenting the facts, she's got a right to be in front of people laying out the facts as they are.
Yeah. And if I remember correctly, I did mention to her, come on the show today and talk, but I do know how busy people, the state lawmakers
are.
It
is the holiday weekend.
It is, and there's maybe for it's sure. getaway day or whatever. But,
and you know
But I do know that she and Margaret O'Brien, our state representative, listen to the show, as does Sean McCann periodically. So if she happens to be listening and she wants to pipe on in, hey, our phones are open.
Yeah.
But you look at this list, too. You got John Prost, and you got, I guess Colbeck doesn't qualify. But you got some people on the list who are first-term senators, so I doubt if they got the coverage anyway. So I don't think it's quite accurate. But I think this list, though, had to do with if they'd have changed their vote to yes, it would have been immediate rather than 3 months. That's what this list is for. Yeah. Although he does say that each one voted lifetime health care for themselves. That they didn't do, I don't think. Some of them might have. You know, some guys on their second round, like Rick Jones, maybe they included him, but I doubt that.
A couple of statements were made here. Again, in the article, we use the quoting fingers. People who the legislature just voted to allow to receive Medicaid not only will have to wait 3 more months to get it, they will face a fine of nearly $95 a month. That is if present situation stands. Now, when we had Senator Schutmaker in here yesterday, we were discussing the immediate effect thing and the reason why they didn't do it and whatnot. But the House still has the ability to place immediate effect on this. And then it would go back to the Senate, in which case I think
it'll be April anyway before it gets back and forth.
I think that they will attach immediate effect to it. I don't know if we talked about the reason why it didn't do that. I don't remember quite what it was. But that's the crux, I think it's still going to get immediate effect. And if that's the case, then
And the delay is going to cost the state something like $7 million
a
day. No, a day.
Oh, a day. I'm sorry. Yeah,
$7 million a day in taxpayer dollars.
If they do not put it into immediate effect.
The federal government doesn't have to give us anyway, but that's another argument.
Yeah. All right. Off to a lively start. It is the Trifecta 590 WKZO. Jump in the ride. Thank goodness. It is the trifecta. WKZO, we've been lamenting that. We're going into a break here pretty quickly, CBS News and whatnot, but I have to play this, Gene, because this was something that made me so happy yesterday. It was amazing.
One ball, one strike. Tigers down 2 in the ninth. The pitch. Swinging a fly ball left center field. This one's deep. Going back, Smith onto the track. That ball's got a chance, and that ball is gone! Torrey Hunter, three-run walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth. It's the miracle finish we were looking for. 7-6 Tigers walk-off winners.
You know, Dan Dickerson doesn't sound that animated periodically, but he really sounded like a little kid that just got everything he always wanted for Christmas.
Well, he's ready to pack it in. Evidently.
I'm telling you. Yeah, well, you said, didn't you say you turned the game off?
I turned it
off.
We
were wandering around going, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm going to have to play. Oh, no, they suck again, you know.
Yeah, right, yeah.
The Tigers won last night?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Oh. Huh? And they're playing the Indians.
Yes, they are. 6:40 tonight on 590 WKZO, and we will we'll have that game for you live.
So do they go two games ahead for every game they win over the Indians?
One.
Oh.
One.
The Indians don't fall behind because of their loss?
Yes, they do. One game. All right, so it's two. All right, we'll do the math in the break.
Okay.
CBS News, local news, and Bob all coming up. It is the trifecta. I don't think you can find those anymore, but I guess you can.
Yeah, you really can.
Roger.
What you guys talking about over there?
Record players.
Record players.
Oh, I got one of those.
Do you?
Yeah.
Or, as he used to say, turntable.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, so we were talking baseball. And so first of all, it is the trifecta brought to you in part by Bronson, the first hospital in the region to offer a new life-saving heart surgery. Learn more at bronsonhealth.com/TAVR. All right, so we bring in Dr. Sports.
Of course.
Anything, I tried to explain it to you, but you know what? Carolyn.
Roger's a little thick when it comes to understanding baseball mathematics.
And we want to preview the fact that tomorrow morning, during the Saturday morning show with Roger and Carolyn as part of it as well, Dr. Sports is going to provide a math formula for you to figure this out. But today,
is she
going to
teach me how to use a calculator and all that stuff?
Integral calculus.
Based on the fact that you're probably working from a slide rule. If I had to guess.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hey.
No calculators.
Thank you.
Allowed.
All right.
Yeah.
Man, I've been in here for 10 seconds.
That's one.
Yep.
Yeah. Three the last time, remember?
No, I got like six.
Right. Yeah.
Because I was here for 2 hours last time. But yeah.
That times out pretty well, though.
Yeah, that does. That's a good ratio. Because I am a math whiz.
So, can you explain to me why the Tigers do not go ahead by two games when they beat the team that's
behind
them.
Basically,
because the Indians lost a game and the Tigers won a game. That's a difference of two in my mind.
No, it has to do with this math equation that I'm apparently not allowed to explain
right
now.
No,
but that's okay. No, because we'll deal with it tomorrow. But basically, winning a game is a half a game, is worth a half a game.
Okay.
And losing a game is also worth a half a game in the standings.
Okay.
So whether you win or you lose. And so basically what happened, because we all remember the last four games that just happened with the Oakland Athletics.
Mm-hmm.
Torrey Hunter bailed them out yesterday, but the Cleveland Indians bailed them out the rest of the series because they continued to lose to Atlanta while the Tigers, were losing to Oakland. So now, after the dust has settled because of this math equation that I will explain bright and early tomorrow morning.
I can hardly wait.
I know. But it's
boy, when the alarm goes off tomorrow, yippee, I get to go to work and have Carolyn explain baseball mathematics.
You may want to call tomorrow, Bob, and check this out.
I will.
Now, the reason I have Bob on now is because I think you can count on one hand the number of times that we've had five people on the air on this show.
Oh, yeah.
At one time.
Is that what we have now?
So it's the
we have a quorum.
We have a quorum.
It's a quorum,
So what are we going to vote on?
Jim, are you just using me for statistics now? Like,
you're just a pretty face
actually,
brought in to fill the room.
Carolyn, you make us all look better, but
that's
here's
true.
The thing.
That's true.
I don't think he believes me, but he believes Dr. Sports.
Okay.
So there's
well, I'm glad to help.
True.
So.
But
true.
Let's talk weather with Bob.
Okay, so Carolyn will be on with Roger tomorrow from 6 to 8, providing sports and comic relief and keeping him in line and all that stuff. So thanks, Carolyn.
A severe thunderstorm watch, Bob.
A severe thunderstorm watch till 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Now, we had a watch a couple of days ago for a portion of the area, and most of our area missed out on that. But we actually were not, Kalamazoo proper was not included in that particular watch. We are in this one.
And I'm looking at a storm just coming into northwest Milwaukee. And the trajectory looks like it's headed in our direction after that.
Yeah, and it's part of a line which at this point is kind of a broken line. It's not a continuous solid line, but it's a broken line of storms from just north of Saginaw Bay, southwestward to that storm near north of Milwaukee, and southwestward from there back to the southwestern portion of Wisconsin. It's all part of the front that's coming down for the north. This is not the front that's going to bring about this big change to cooler and less humid weather for Labor Day. That front comes through later Sunday and Sunday night. This is more or less a preliminary front.
Given how fast it's going, Bob, if it does hold together, and it seems to be holding together pretty well over the lake, when would you think it might reach this area or hit the coastline?
I think it's got about 3 hours to go,
give or take.
That's good.
The time frame is, this isn't the type of situation where the threat of severe storms is right through the entire night. It's pretty much from maybe about 6 or 6:30 to about 10 o'clock when the watch expires.
All right.
Hey. And the National Weather Service is saying they can't rule out the chance of a relatively severe thunderstorm. That means we're not certain to get the storm, right?
I think most of us will pick up at least a shower out of this. It's going to be hard to miss this entirely, but truly severe weather is probably going to be confined to a reasonably small percentage of the area.
Okay.
The greatest threat with this would be for damaging wind gusts and maybe hail.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. You know what today is, don't you?
Geek Friday.
Friday. And it's good because we've missed our geek over the last couple of weeks.
Yes, we have.
So are you prepared there, wise one?
I am ready.
All right. All right, Bob, let her rip.
All right, take a look at the yearly totals so far. On this date last year, we were still a full 4.5 degrees, actually 4.6 degrees warmer than average for the entire year. Compare that to this year when we're a half degree below average. That's a 5-degree swing. Rainfall-wise, also a big difference. Last year, we were barely over 18 inches total for the year. This year, 31.25 inches. We've almost doubled last year's rainfall. That last year's number was about 5.25 below average. We're now about 8 inches wetter than average.
Wow.
We take a look at the month of August, and we're almost to the end of the month. For the month of August, actually last August was slightly cooler than average, about a half degree cooler than average. But what about this month? We talked about how this would be interesting because the past several days, six in a row, in fact, have been warmer than average. You're wondering how much that would wipe out the deficit that we built up earlier in the month when it was so cool. Well, it hasn't eliminated it. We're still about 1.5 degrees cooler than average for the month of August, despite the recent toasty weather. And for precipitation, last August, we're about 0.8 inches below average. We're now 0.2 inches above average for this August.
All right.
Wow.
That mirrors the trend of the year.
Yes, all right. Well, first it was Kate Smith, and now it's Bob. my discombobulation or is clearing itself up, because I felt like I was not all together, but now see I'm good. I have my geek on.
Yeah.
And I have my
Still not together.
Well, I know, but that's so Labor Day it's going to be breezy, cooler, less humid, and that's when pretty much Sunday to early Monday is when the front goes through.
Front comes through Sunday afternoon and evening, so Sunday will still be muggy.
Okay.
Now, it's not going to be as hot as today. I didn't ask for the studio. I'm going to say 91, maybe.
Okay, yeah, 91, yes, right on the nose.
88 at the airport.
Wow,
Bob.
He's physically too.
Oh, we need a word. We forgot to ask for
bumpy.
A word. Huh?
Bumpy.
Bumpy
is good. It'll be a bumpy evening as the storms come through. Tomorrow and Sunday will still be humid and warm, but not as hot as today. Mid-80s tomorrow, upper 80s Sunday. Next chance of storms come. Well, it could be a stray thunder shower tomorrow afternoon. But I think by and large, we wait till Sunday afternoon and evening. And then Labor Day clears out and a high of 72 with lower humidity.
All right, before we let you go, Bob, we obviously have to get a forecast for the official bridge walk in Mackinac City on Labor Day. What's it looking like?
It's going to be cloudy, breezy, and on the cool side there Labor Day morning, probably between 55 and 60.
Whoa.
And there might still be a shower or a few sprinkles in the air.
All right.
We hope not.
Chocolate,
we don't want that
maybe?
Wet.
No. Well, that's okay. Yeah. You only get 40,000 people on that bridge. Sometimes they really don't care.
Mm.
But it's fun. So what are your plans for Labor Day? You going to shoot off fireworks because you're allowed?
Not going to. Not a fireworks
Well,
show.
I don't know. Are you allowed?
Thank you, Bob.
Where the AccuWeather Tower is, are you allowed to shoot off fireworks on national holidays?
Limited. Just not much more than sparklers.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, see, they passed a law here that on federal holidays.
Come to Michigan.
The day before, the day of, and the day after, you can shoot off fireworks pretty much till
midnight.
You
can use howitzers.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Just stop it. Jeez. Though you know the rain cannons they used to use? That kind of thing.
So, hey, have a good weekend,
Bob. Have a great weekend,
Bob.
Too, enjoy your Labor Day. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Bob Larson, AccuWeather Meteorologist Extreme. What is the matter with you?
With me?
What?
I do now?
Howitzers?
Yeah, well, that's what my neighbors are using. I swear they've got a howitzer over there.
You know, we could come over and, you know, we could have, never mind. I don't want to say it on the air. We have a traffic text. Eastbound 94 stop just east of Sprinkle. That's just outside the Galesburg.
It's almost stopped.
Yeah. So that's just outside the Galesburg. You have to get to exit 81 to hit the Galesburg Triangle.
Right. The radio station's phone number
No. Look at the area code on that.
Oh.
Yeah, that's for the other one.
Oh.
That's what I was going to do, too. I was going to text them and say, well, it's this. No, can't do that. They don't want us.
Yes.
They don't. So one of Roger's favorite people, Fred.
I have many. Oh, yeah.
Fred.
Yeah.
According to Representative Upton, there apparently the Republicans do have solutions for the health care issue.
Where?
And these were provided. Well, I'm going to run through them right now.
I read through those. That's not a plan.
Well, let me run through them and we'll talk about them. Republicans support expanding affordable insurance for all Americans, but not in a one size fits all. They will protect people with pre-existing conditions so they're not denied through no fault of their own. Decentralized and regulated as close to the people as possible, not run by Washington mandates, which I'm sure Gene would like.
Oh, yes.
Protecting the coverage Americans like, but expanding affordable individual options for those who want new plans. Preserve and improve Medicare for the seniors by giving them better options and more choices. And I guess in that I would also add the Roger Clause. Okay. In addition, states would improve and streamline Medicaid so as to make it more affordable and easier, but at the same time making sure that those who cannot afford health insurance have the ability to do so. Did I say that right?
Yeah. Where do you see a plan in Fred's comments
now,
here? I'm seeing general platitudes like we've been hearing from conservatives all along. Oh, yes, we want to have health care decisions made as close to the people as possible. That's a wish, that's a dream, that's a fantasy. That's not a plan.
Well, here's the plan.
A plan
is how you're
going to do it.
Here's what he goes on to say. Representative, and again, using the quoting fingers because these are the words of Fred Upton. Representative Steve Scalise of Louisiana will soon unveil a comprehensive alternative to the president's health care law that provides tax incentives to provide cheaper insurance options. Gene's already shaking his head. No.
Yeah, bogus.
Covers those with pre-existing conditions and other measures that lower the cost of health care.
Gene and I agree on this one.
That's bogus.
So now he's saying this guy's going to give a plan sometime in the future. He's saying he had a plan. He doesn't have a plan. He's got some wishes and dreams and hopes and platitudes, but he doesn't have a plan. This guy from Louisiana may come up with a plan sometime later this fall. But right now, Fred Upton and apparently nobody but this guy from Louisiana.
Oh, no, more. There's more.
Yeah, there's one
there's
more.
There's more.
One more looks good.
Dr. Price of Georgia has introduced the Empowering Patients First Act, another comprehensive alternative to Obamacare, but it's based on many of the same principles.
Nah, I don't like that either.
Representative Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee has offered yet another affordability solution to allow consumers to purchase insurance across state lines.
The silly insurance.
Wait. Do you see the steam come out of his ears?
Yeah.
I mean, this right crap, around the headphones.
This crap about selling insurance across state lines. This is so what we can do to what Delaware did for corporations. They have the loosest laws in the country to regulate corporations. Yeah, so all corporations go there to register their corporation.
Now,
and this is why the credit card industry all moved to frickin' North Dakota, because North Dakota has no regulation on banks and credit cards. And so allowing insurance to be sold across state lines, that was probably a Freudian slip.
Yeah.
sold across state lines is just going to allow a rush to one state that has the worst regulations in the country, and that's where everybody's health insurance will come from.
Well, I want to
Fred still does not have a plan.
Well, when we come back, we'll talk about it briefly. Yeah. We might carry it over to the next hour, which is fine.
Gene has some comments.
Because it's Friday, you know what I've decided? I think we need to make Fridays a free-flowing Friday. Ignore the 9 rule.
And we'll just talk about whatever we want.
That's right. Okay. I say it right now. It is the trifecta. Everybody's working for the weekend. And that would include us.
Yes.
590 WKZO, it is the trifecta, brought to you in part by Bronson Children's Hospital. Walk and 5K run coming up September 29th. Register at bronsonhealth.com/walkrun. All right, Roger guy.
Apparently, in discussing the scam of interstate insurance sales, I mentioned North Dakota as being the heart of the credit card industry, and it should have been South Dakota.
Oh, you geographic moron.
And so I mentioned in the heat of the show the wrong Dakota. Thanks to, we can't give a telephone number.
No.
Thanks to the texter for correcting me. We need to get it right.
All right.
South Dakota is the home of credit card scams.
Yes, there you go.
Not North Dakota.
Well, okay.
North Dakota is the heart of the oil boom, and my grandfather was born in the Dakota Territory, so it wasn't so confusing back then. So
anyway, again, eastbound 94, stop just east of Sprinkle. Now I want to hear what Gene has to say about
We're all tinkering around the same thing, government insurance, private insurance. It's insurance that's the big problem. And I have finally come to the conclusion, I have to agree with my buddies on the Democratic side of the fence, that insurance companies are really part of the big part of the problem. I worked with, not a whole lot, but I worked and critiqued some of Senator Patrick Kobach's presentations on his plan, his patient plan, and basically it says that if you get the insurance companies out and the doctors can use 100% of their time work with patients rather than half, everything starts to get a lot better. The other things that they found is if you provide surgery.
Stop it over there.
If you provide surgery, it costs. If you buy surgery, it costs. It's much cheaper than insurance companies. What this is showing is if you get insurance out of the thing and only have insurance for the like a car, you only have insurance for the collision or you only have insurance for the major medical, everybody's stuff is cheaper. Then if you have people, you have to compensate because they are – below the poverty line, you compensate them at a lower rate because all the prices have come down. So what these people are talking about, I don't know that much about Dr. Price's thing, but what these things people are talking about is filling around with the same mess that the government and insurance companies have made and given to us that we've just grown into over the years.
A pox on both their houses.
I completely
agree with you. Yeah. Gene and I, if we could fix this place.
I believe so. There you go. Hallelujah.
I came in today and I told Roger, I heard this on the Comedy Central, Sirius XM channel, but it's true. The comedian actually said, you know what? The government believes that cars are more important than people. because the government requires you have insurance on your car before you can drive it, but they don't require you have health insurance.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, they do now. They do now.
You know, well, they do now, but, you know, well, not yet. But,
and I couldn't agree more with Gene that insurance companies are a good part of why medical care in this country is 2.5 times more expensive than the next most expensive country in the world.
Yeah, you talk to doctors, and, boy, they'll give you an earful. Oh, my God. I went to that seminar at Ann Arbor, and I thought I was just a pity session for a bunch of doctors. I mean, they were really upset. So,
Well, we will wait and see just exactly if the Republicans have a plan.
How's that for a surprise?
I'm telling you.
Gene and I on the same page.
All the problems. That's right. No, piece of cake.
We're going to talk about Syria next.
Okay.
And the president came out and made a statement about it today. CBS Local News and more coming up next.
Trifecta continues after CBS News and Kalamazoo's news from the WKZO.com newsroom on 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.